The Senate will dispense with reading reports from standing committees as committee recommendations are included in the status report. The report shall be recorded in the journal, so ordered. In accordance with Senate Interim Rule 209.4, consideration of appointments and reappointments that did not receive final action by the Interim Executive Appointments Committee will remain in the committee at the end of the interim. This action shall be recorded in the journal, so ordered. Reports from special committees, propositions and motions, actions on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. The procedure for today's actions on executive appointments is as follows. The motion to suspend the rules to confirm en bloc will be made in order to consider multiple boards and commissions in one en bloc motion. At that time, discussion of appointees included in the motion will be in order. Recognize Senator Harper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm en bloc the following appointments to the respective boards and commissions. Oregon Board of Accountancy, Jens Anderson, Kent Bailey, Stuart Morris, Alan Steiger. Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board, Craig Zell. Commission on Asian Affairs, Bermil Paz, Tui Tron. Commission on Black Affairs, Dora Sanyo, Mary Lou Cornejo. Commission for the Blind, Charlene Cook, Stephanie Parrish Taylor. Board of Boiler Rules, William Fernelius, Fred A. Widman. Building Code Structures Board, Bruce Dobbs, Jim Griffith, Terrence McDonald. Construction Contractors Board, Jim Fairchild. State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, Michelle Bush, Betty Griffith, Peter Howison, Holly Scholes. Oregon Disabilities Commission, Stuart Branham, Robert Cook. Dispute Resolution Commission, Jamie Damon, Mike MacArthur. Electrical and Elevator Board, Michael Broomfield, Thomas Lindberg, Richard Orr, Nolan Schiffstad, Wayne Seliason. Employment Appeals Board, Jeff Brown. Energy Facility Siting Council, Karen Green, Hans Newcomb. Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, Charlene Balser, Laura Lanka, Alice Meyer, Patrick Neal, Linda Streetman, Diane West. Oregon Government Standards and Practices Commission, Carolyn Walker. Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Jose Ibarra Munoz. State Housing Council, Brady Adams, Stuart Leibowitz, Nancy Pope Slongen. Oregon Investment Council, Diana Goldsmith. Lane County Mass Transit District Board, David Gant, David Klieger. Trustees of the State Library, Jim Hayden, Mike MacArthur. Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Wayne Siner. Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators, Jim Bagley, Margaret Clark, Risa Moore, Misty Wittenberg. Outdoor Youth Program Advisory Board, Larry Soley, Mona Treadway. Pacific Northwest Electric Power and Conservation Planning Council, Gene Durfler, Melinda Eden. State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision, Diane Ray. State Board of Pharmacy, Bernie Foster, Blake Rice. Physical Therapist Licensing Board, Nancy Wilson. State Plumbing Board, Perry Shin. Advisory Council on Podiatry, Lisa Cornelius. State Board of Psychologist Examiners, Rosemary Burdeen, Susan Dale. Public Employees Benefit Board, Paul McKenna. Board on Public Safety Standards and Training, Christopher Brower, Randy Brown, Harold Burke-Sivers, Deborah Klecker, Eric Meyer, Stephen Oliver, John Stein, Eric Swanson, Robert Tardiff Jr., Daryl Turner. Oregon Student Assistance Commission, Erika Rivera, Casper Sharples, John Wyckoff. Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, Ann Jones, Mary Lou Pickard, Marit Pierce, Peter Tromba, Nancy Watt. Oregon Tourism Commission, Dave Tovey, Laurie Van Zant. TriMet Board, George Passador, Sue Van Brocklin. Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, Jonathan Betts. Oregon Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, Saul Etlin, Elizabeth Fakala. Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, George Brown III. Commission for Women, Bryn Hazel, Nancy Padilla. Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee, Kenneth Hector, John Kirkpatrick, Micah O'Rourke, Bob Shipwreck, Sherry Sundstrom, Lisa Trussell, J.L. Wilson, Brad Witt. State Workforce Investment Board, Vicki Fleming, Richard Jarvis, Eric Johnson, Sue Mazzio, Lisa Neff, David Officer, Paul Pulliam, Charlotte Rogers, Gretchen Schuette.
Senator Harper moves that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm in block the appointments to the respective board and commissions as listed. Recognize Senator Harper.
If you missed some names, would you like me to read them again?
Is there further discussion? Before we vote, I want to make sure that we're aware that that I would have a conflict of interest since I'm on the nomination for the Power Council. Senator Harper, do you wish to close? The question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed? All those with opinion that the appointments should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson. Beyer. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Castillo. Clarno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckert. Dukes. Duncan. Farioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung. Meserly. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Morissette. Morissette. Nelson. Shields. Starr. Trow. Yee. And President Erfler. Attending legislative business, Duncan, Trow, excused, Carter, Corcoran, Courtney, Gordley, Yee, 23 ayes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I move that the governor's appointments of John Caldwell, Richard McCarthy, Michael Reimhoffer, Michael Smith, and Jim Wilkins to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners be referred to the Interim Committee on Rules and re-referred to the Interim Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments.
Senator Fisher moves that the governor's appointments of John Caldwell, Richard McCarthy, Michael Reimhoffer, Michael Smith, and Jim Wilkins to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners be referred to the Interim Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. A two-year motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe there are some problems that I believe the new governor might wish to have an opportunity to have input on before we approve these appointments.
Is there further discussion? Recognize Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to oppose the motion. In the review that I've done, it appears to me these are people who are on the board currently, and it appears to me that they've done a good, credible job in doing what we've asked them to do, and I think they deserve reappointment.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? If not, Senator Fisher, do you wish to close?
No.
The question is on referral to the governor's appointments. Re-referral on the governor's appointments of John Caldwell, Richard McCarthy, Michael Reinhofer, Michael Smith, and Jim Wilkins to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners to the Interim Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Let's have a roll call because I couldn't tell. Let's do a roll call, please.
Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Castillo. Clarno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckert. Dukes. Duncan. Ferrioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung. Meserly. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Morissette. Nelson. Shields. Starr. Trow. Yee. Atkinson. And President Durfler. Attending legislative business, Duncan, Trow, excused, Carter, Corcoran, Courtney, Gordley, Yee. Voting no, Brown, Burdick, Castillo, Deckert, Dukes, Metzger, Minnis, Shields, 15 ayes.
This motion carries. Reading of Senate petitions and memorials and resolutions. Other business of the Senate. The Senate is in receipt of a resolution from the state of Alaska urging the United States Congress to grant a 2-year moratorium on state maintenance of effort requirements for federal funded programs and resolutions relating to amendment to the Constitution of the United States prohibiting desecration of the flag of the United States. The Senate is also in receipt of 2 resolutions from the Medford City Council requesting the League of Oregon Cities Resolutions Committee to address PERS and urging the Legislative Assembly to develop and implement strategies for public school funding. The resolutions are available for review at the Senate desk and will be noted in the journal, so ordered. Announcements. There will be a reception in front of the chambers honoring the retiring members of the legislature, and I would like to make a comment. This will be my last chance that I will be up here, and I would like to just tell the members that I've felt very honored to have the privilege of serving you folks. I know that in all of the things that we've done, I've made some errors and made some good choices, but overall I'm satisfied with the way things went, and I really do appreciate all your cooperation that I've received from all of you, and I really truly appreciate it. So thank you very much. If there's no further announcements, the Senate, excuse me, recognize Senator Brown.
Thanks, Mr. President.
I was trying to get to the cookies.
I could make a nasty remark, but I will not. The Senate Democrats will be meeting at the back for a few minutes to discuss some things, and we'd love to have you join us if you want to join us. No. And we'll join you at the tea party afterward.
We'll let you do that. Recognize Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's been a pleasure to serve with you and a privilege to serve with you during the past 10 years, believe it or not.
Yep.
And I think any mistakes that you've made here, you can rectify real quick on the Northwest Power Council.
Oh, thank you, Senator. Appreciate that very much. Okay, if there's no further announcements, the Senate is adjourned until the call of the President.